Halacha Gimel. Bizman she'en beis hamikdash kayem ve'en lanu mizbeach kapara. Ein sham el tshuva. Hatshuva mechaperes al kol averes. Afilu rosho kol yomav. Ve'asa tshuva ba'achrona. Ein mazkirin lo. How do we just understand the beginning of the halacha? Bizman she'en beis hamikdash kayem ve'en lanu mizbeach kapara, meaning there's no beis hamikdash and memeila ein lanu mizbeach kapara. Meaning the significance of beis hamikdash is whether or not there's a mizbeach kapara. There's no mizbeach kapara, so we don't have the chatos, we don't have the hashamos, we don't have the sayim, we don't have the sayim mishtalayach. But Yitachanu means more than that. Second. So, Yudalid, Hilchos Sanhedrin, Halacha Yudalid. Ein donen dinen nefoshes ala bifne habayis. Vuhu shiye bezden hagadol sham belishka shem b'mikdash. Shenema bezakin mame levilti shemoa el hakohen o la shofet. Mipi ha-shmo lamdu shebezman sheyesh kohen makiv al gabi ha-mizbeach, yesh dinen nefoshes, vuhu shiye bezden hagadol b'mkomo. So the Pashto says, if the Rambam would have just said, Ein lanu mizbeach kapara, so then we would have sort of understood how that prevents us from having the kapara afforded, this, the dvarim ha-mechaprim of chatos va'asham sa'am ishtalayach v'chulu. But in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam also mentioned that Mises Bezdin and Malkus are also Dvarim HaMechaprim. What's that got to do? So by saying Ein Beis HaMikdash, the Rambam's saying, I mean more than Korbanos. The extra phrase, Yitachen, is to telegraph that the significance of Mikdash goes beyond the kapar of korbanos. It prevents us from having the kapara of misa or malchus. Malchus b'malcha misa or medus. The same din applies that we don't have chiyuvei misa b'zman hazayida. So we don't have the kapara which is afforded by misa's bezdin or malchus either. Thank you. Halacha Gimel is hard to understand. The balance here of Halacha Gimel is hard to understand for two reasons. Number one, the Rambam writes Atshuv Mechaperos Al Kol Averos, and you know, before the ink is dry and he begins to write Halacha Dalet, he tells you about the Chilukei Kapara and tells you that the truth is only for Mitzvah Esei is Tshuva sufficient. For everything else, Tshuva is necessary but not sufficient. A mitzvah zlosa say you require Yom Kippur as well, and chamuros you require Yisurim as well, and Chil Hashem requires even Nisa. And just mineu vein halacha gimel, he says b'zman hazeh, no kapara, the only kapara left is tshuva. And then in Halacha Gimel Guf, he tells you that Itzuma Shal Yom is Mechata, that Yom Kippurim is Mechata. So it's not true that the only Dava HaMechata that we have is Man Hazeh, is Tshuva. No, we still have two. We have Tshuva and we have Yom Kippurim. Let's ask a different question. Why didn't the Rambam add on to Halacha Aleph? So in Halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, "V'chein bali chatos v'ashamos." Even though chatos and osham are mechaper, but they're only mechaper lashovim hamisvadim. And even though Mrs. Bezdin and Malkus are mechaper, but they're only mechaper lashovim v'lamisvadim. So why did the Rambam say, even though in Halach Aleph, he should have said, even though Yom Kippur is Mechaper, it's only Mechaper, Lashav Melam Mesvadim. Yom Kippur should have been, it follows the same pattern. It follows the same pattern. So why didn't the Rambam add Yom Kippurim to Halach Aleph? So you talk in as follows. Let's take a look here at, I don't know if this is going to help, but it's also going to cause a little bit of problems. But okay, let's take a look at Halacha Dalet, the beginning of Halacha Dalet. Afal pi shehatshuva mechaperos al hakol, ba'atmo shel yom kippur mechaper, yesh averos shehin miskapin v'shaitan, v'yesh averos shehin miskapin el achazman. So it's clear from the Rambam, from that formulation in the Rambam, it's clear that the way to understand the combinations, be it the combination of tshuva and Yom Kippurim for a regular lo saseh, be it the combination of tshuva with Yom Kippurim plus Yisurim for Krisos and Mrs. Bezdin, That it's sort of not, they're not equal ingredients in the kapara. The kapara is brought about by tshuva, contingent upon such and such. And that's what the lashon of Yesh Averu Shehin Miskapin B'Shaitan V'Yesh Averu Shehin Miskapin El La'achazman, meaning the kapara brought about by tshuva is contingent upon such and such. But they're not, it's not accurate to say, at least initially, maybe later you can say it for shorthand, but initially you can't say that you need the mechaprim of tshuva and yisurim. That you need the mechaprim of tshuva and Yom Kippur. No, the mechaprim is tshuva. Sometimes that's unconditional, And sometimes the kapara of tshuva is contingent upon. But it's very different between, there's a world of difference between saying that the tshuva is the mechaper contingent upon such and such, as opposed to saying that tshuva and yisurim together are mechaper, or tshuva and yom kippurim together are mechaper. And l'chor, that's the pshat. That's why the Rambam in Halacha Gimel says, not Yom HaKippurim, b'zman hazeh, all we have is tshuva. B'zman hazeh, all we have is tshuva. Hagam, that tshuva sometimes is contingent, which is why l'chor, Yom HaKippurim, again, is not a second exception to the rule. The same way Yisurim are not a second exception to the rule of what mechaperim do we have b'zman hazeh. Because they're more, again, conditions within the kapara of tshuva than they are mechaperim. The Sa'a Mishtaleach was mechaper. Achatos was mechaper. The tshuva of chamuros is contingent upon yisurim. The tshuva, the kapara of tshuva of lo sasei, is contingent upon Yom HaKippurim. And that's one reason, there's another reason as well, but that's one reason, that's one answer for why the Rambam didn't add Yom HaKippurim to Halacha Aleph. The combination of Yom HaKippurim and Tshuva is not parallel to the combination of Achatzos and Osham and Tshuva, of Nisan and Malkus and Tshuva. Tshuva of Yom Kippurim tolin, v'yisurin habon gomim lo ha-kapara, u'le'olamein miskapel ha-kapara gemura, ad she'yavoa lo v'yisurin, v'e'lonem u'farkati b'shevet pisham, u'v'negar ma'avonam. V'medva ma'amun b'shel achilas Hashem b'eish ha'ava, v'machalas Hashem al fish asa tshuva v'gir Yom Kippurim v'omer b'tshuvaso, u'bo'a lo v'yisurin, enim miskapel ha-kapara gemura, ad she'yomos al tshuva Yom Kippurim v'yisurin shloshim tolin, u'misim ha-kaparis. So the Lashonos HaRambam reflect the Lashonos of the Braisa here in Yuma. And there is a shift, which is Omer Dorsheni. By Mitzvah's essay, it's Eino Zaz Misham Ad Shem Mochalin Lo. Everything else is Kapara. Right? Over on Mitzvah's essay, Eino Zaz Misham Ad Shem Mochalin Lo. But then, once the Rambam switches to Lo Sasei, it's Tshuva Tol Yom Kippurim not brings about Mechila, but is Mechaper. And that's the way it continues for the balance of the halacha. And again, the diuk is not in the Lashon HaRambam. The diuk is in is already in the Lashon HaChazal. So what's pshat in that? Why not say by the mitzvah say enu zoz misham ad shemechapin lo? So the tariff is as follows. Leaving aside possibly the exception of tshuva me'avra, which the Rambam is certainly not talking about at this point. So leaving aside, maybe tshuva me'avra is different, but leaving aside that, so we'll be non-committal on that. So the difference is as follows. Yeah, this is not... this distinction is not my chiddush. Let's say, parents ask a child to do something, to clean up his room. And he doesn't. So even when the child is contrite and does tshuva, so he's forgiven, but the room is still a mess. It was still a mess as of the people were coming to see the house, looking to sell the house, and they wanted everything to be neat by 10 a.m., and he didn't do it. Okay, so in the afternoon, so he does tshuva and he's contrite, but lemaisa, the parents forgive him, but you can't really now retroactively have the benefit or the accomplishment of what would have been done. It wasn't done. Masha and Cain by Alosa say it's not only that tshuva results in mechila, but tshuva also undoes the effect of the avera. Tshuva on a mitzvah essay doesn't substitute for the benefit of the mitzvah which was lost, but tshuva on a mitzvah's losa essay undoes the negative effect of the avera. And that's the difference between lashon mechila and kapara. Mechila means I forgive you. I mean, we're still way behind in what we were looking to accomplish because you didn't do what you were supposed to do an hour ago. But I forgive you, and no liability moving forward and v'chulu. Masha and Kenan Alosa say. So there, the kapara again, as I think Rashi says. What does Rashi say? In Sefer Bereshis, by Achata Ponav, by Mincha HaHalachas Lefanai, so Rashi says that Kapar is Lashon Kinuach. It means to clean, to cleanse. The Tshuva on Alosa say undoes the fallout from the original Avera. Whereas the tshuva on the mitzvah's essay doesn't substitute for the lack of a kiyum. So hence, the response to tshuva on the essay is mochlamo. You're forgiven. the response to the tshuva and the losa say is not only that you're forgiven, but you should know that the fallout from the avera has been cleansed. That l'chara is the, again, one way to understand the difference in the shonos.
Aren't there some losas that do have a lasting effect though? If I hurt somebody, I'm still hurt.
You mean me'uvas lo yuchal eskan, chisam lo yuchal eimana, zasher ba al ha'erva, v'holid mamzeh. So what does it mean there? Right, so ein hachanami, so that's gufa what the Mishnah Chagiga say, you know, that there are, that on one level, there are some exceptions to this rule. That's goofa what the Mishnah Chagiga is saying. On another level, let's say if you talk about the spiritual fallout, so on another level, you know, lav dafka, there are exceptions, but sort of on the olam hazadika level, so ein hachanami, but in sort of in the din shamayim, so then the negative effect is erased. But by the essay, it's not that what I would have accomplished by Hanachas Tefillin is now inserted in response to my tshuva. No, whatever the negative effect of eating the Nevelas HaTreifus is erased. But whatever the positive effect of Hanachas Tefillin would have been is not provided in response to the tshuva. And that's the Lashon Mechila by Essay and then Kapara by the Losa Essay. The Rambam, again, this is all the Braisa in Yuma as the Nosei Kelim Amitzayin. The Rambam says, "B'medvam b'shalo chilul as Hashem." Aval hamachal as Hashem. So then, there the Gemar Kapara doesn't happen until the person dies. Now the Rambam initially in Sefer HaMitzvos and then again in Perikei of Yisodei HaTorah identifies three different categories of Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. One is where there's a Chiyuv Yehoreh Val Yavor. If a person is Mekayim, it's a Kiddush Hashem. If a person goes against it and Ova Velo Nera gets a Chilul Hashem, that's one type of Kiddush Hashem, Chilul Hashem. Another one is when a person does something purely L'Shem Shamayim is a Kiddush Hashem. And if he does an Aveira when there's no Hanoah, when there's no hanoah to do it, and he does the avera anyway, so that's a chilul Hashem. And then the third type of kiddush Hashem, chilul Hashem, Rambam has by the odim gadol b'torah mufosim b'chasidus, that if he does things shehabrios meranu nasachar, if he acts in a way that makes tongues wag, and people think. He's somewhat of a hypocrite, v'chulu, whatever. So then, that's a chilul Hashem. And on the contrary, if his behavior and is so impeccable and his integrity is so uncompromising that he always commands respect and affection, so then that's a kiddush Hashem. So when the Rambam talks about chilul Hashem here, so is he talking about all three? Is he talking about some of the three? What are we talking about in this halacha? I'm not sure why there should be a difference, but l'chora the mashmas is that there is, because the lashon advarim is lashon harambam is b'medvar mamurim b'shaloch chilul as Hashem be'es she'avar. So why does he have those two words be'es she'avar? Why not just say b'medvar mamurim b'shaloch chilul as Hashem? And what's chilul Hashem? Okay, ayin la'el parakei mi'sodei Torah. It could be A, B, or C. But Be'esh She'avah sounds like it's only A or B, right? It sounds like A or B in Yesodei HaTorah, when you go back, is a Chilul Hashem which compounds It's when a person does one avera, but often that there's a chilul Hashem. The third type of chilul Hashem of the Adam Gadol, Mefosim Chasidus, the Rambam says Mefurish, that v'yesh in Hey Yud Aleph, v'yesh dvar machem shem b'chal chilul Hashem, b'hu shi'asa Adam Gadol b'torah Mefosim Chasidus, dvarim shabiyos merana sachar b'shvilan v'af al pi she'enam averos. So the chara afabisha enam averos is not included in Be'esh Sha'ava. Be'esh Sha'ava means that when he did the avera, he did the avera, but often that avera was not only the avera of whatever, but it was also a chil Hashem. So that's true of the Rambam's first two categories of chil Hashem. Let's say the second category. Kala over midaito below ones, el achas mikol mitzvos amuz b'torah b'shaat b'nefesh l'achas harezim mechalas Hashem. A person goes into the supermarket. There's besar shchuta, there's besar nevela, same price, equally choice cuts of meat, and he buys the besar nevela. He buys and eats the besar nevela. So that's not only an isser of achilas nevela; it's a chil Hashem. It's a chil Hashem. Again, the din of Yehoi Gval Yavor. If he was mechuyav to be Mosa Nefesh, so then it's not only an Avera of Avodah Zarah, but it's also an Avera of Chilul Hashem. So apparently it's only those two Ofanim of the Chilul Hashem about which this Chiluke, this distinction is drawn. I don't know, so I know love why that should be. We understand this, that the reason for this distinction within Kapar is because of the Chomer of Chil Hashem. So if all three Ofanim are the same in that they all constitute a violation of Lo Sechalu Hashem Kodshi, so Mehecha Teisei, only if Lo Sechalu Hashem Kodshi is compounded with Issa Nevela, then it's so chomer. It needs that Tosefes. So how do we understand it? Okay, so we'll leave off with that question for now.